Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. The amazing hour on Mondays is the StopTheCrime.net Deborah Tavares Hour, and she's got lots of important information, and as I say in her document minigun, she's got lots of good things. This time she's actually going to tell you things to avoid and become aware of. So, Deborah, let's start from the top, and of course you have to be sitting down so you don't fall down. You have to have your tray table in the locked and upright position and your seatbelt on informationally. Sometimes I like to say that you're end times stand-up comedian. Other times you're just giving information out to tell people how to protect themselves from craziness, which isn't the theory because they have to read the documents which you have, and you have lots on your site.
That's absolutely true. So what I want to talk about today are very important. I'm going to be moving into a bigger story by coming out with a few stories to go into that. First of all, in the San Diego newspaper, the Mission Valley News, that was October 19th of 2018, the headlines read, "Pure Water Moves Forward, Construction Beginning Soon." So now let's break that down. First of all, it's very important to not be fooled by the word pure water. It's recycled. It's from sewer treatment plants. So the program, they say, will offer a cost-effective investment for San Diego's water needs and will provide reliable, sustainable water supply. Pure Water will eventually recycle up to over 83 million gallons of water a day once the project is completed. And they say that the first phase of Pure Water is scheduled to begin construction in 2019 and serve up toilet-to-tap, my words, by the year 2020. They say,
and you know, my new word that I invented for you is called suicide.
Well, that's exactly it. So now what's important about this is to understand the words, pure water. It is not pure water. It is fecal matter from human beings and urine from everything. So
and also toxic chemicals, birth control pills, cardiac drugs, et cetera, right?
Yeah, now let me get going, because everyone needs to first understand all the advancements of advancing water into our cities now is the intention. It's literally water of death. So we're going to go moving on. Here's another article breaking, October 20th, 2018. A city sewage plant poses danger, needs refurbishing. Let's look at this one. This is out of Madera, which is in Central California. And there's a photograph that shows a sewer treatment plant. And the city sewage plant shows how hydrogen sulfide has eroded the concrete walls down to the rebar, some of which has disappearing, according to a hired consultant to inspect the system. They go on to say that the Madera Waste water treatment plant, a.k.a. sewage plant, is again approaching disaster with the potential failure of another key component, the concrete wet wall. The massive tank that collects and holds city sewage just prior to processing, according to emergency repair study just recently performed, goes on to say, with its decaying infrastructure, the plant, which is situated off of a major highway and processes from 7 million gallons as much to 10 million gallons of sewer per day and is barely keeping up with increasing population demands. Some parts of the sewer plant and holding tanks were recently deemed unsafe. Goes on. The wetland supports three massive vertical turbine pumps on the top slab. Each weighs over 5 tons and 30-inch columns, and it's now considered unsafe. They're saying the operators should stay off the slab to the extent possible until the structural remediation measures can take place. And it's identified as more severe than originally thought. The city barely dodged a bullet in mid-2017 after three of the plant's massive gears, which power the pumps and churning the sewage effluent, failed, and two others had to undergo costly emergency retrofit. They go on to say, repair and reline the existing concrete walls of the old existing tank will cost between $600,000 and $700,000. And they go on to say, The observers of the city's operation said they were surprised at the situation, which they attributed to poor planning and apparent neglect. And here's what one of the members from the city council said when the city council was presented with this information. Where is the accountability? This reaches the level of investigation. Possible malpractices could be involved here and more. Somebody wasn't doing their job. Without a working sewer plant, you don't even have a functional city. They go on to say that this would have prevented the city from flushing their toilets. So, moving on. Again, we have a YouTube up on stopthecrime.net. It's called Sewer Poop Tour. So by going, going on the sewer poop tour, you will be able to see what this article was referring to as far as sewer holding tanks. Now, why am I telling all of you this? I just divulged that San Diego is moving in with a scheme called Pure Water. I've also just talked about a sewage treatment plant that is now failing. Now I'm going to read you again. Under the failing sewage treatment plant article, under a photograph, it says, and I want you to remember this, the wet wall at the city's sewage treatment plants shows how hydrogen sulfide has eroded the concrete walls down to the rebar. Hydrogen sulfide.
Wow.
Now let's look at this.
Wow.
Hydrogen sulfide is more toxic than carbon monoxide, almost equivalent in toxicity to hydrogen cyanide, which is used in criminal executions. Hydrogen sulfide is taken directly into the lungs during respiration when it enters into the bloodstream. When the concentrations of hydrogen sulfide build up in the blood and nerve centers in the brain that control breathing, and you're paralyzed and asphyxiation occurs. This will be fatal within a minute or so to humans and animals by absorption through the lungs. Studies have also showed that it is possible to absorb the chemical through ingestion, but it is only moderately soluble and thus mostly a hazard in its gaseous phase. If absorbed into the body, the hydrogen sulfide is primarily released through urine. So, Dr. Bill, I am reading this definition out of the causes of hydrogen sulfate that is emitted from a gas from the geothermal plant. And this is what it says in this document from the geothermal operations. And it says it's released in the urine. that would likely explain why, or could explain why, they're saying that hydrogen sulfide has eroded the concrete down to the rebar in the sewer plant. Because where does our urine go? Now it's going to our drinking water. So let's talk about that, because I just talked about pure water, which is sewer water in San Diego, being served up. I've just talked about the city sewage treatment plant that is corroding as a result of hydrogen sulfide. I just read to you out of a geothermal document about geothermal plants, the toxicity level of hydrogen sulfide and how it's used in criminal execution. And there's going to be more on the other side of this break. You won't believe it.
Amazing.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely amazing. Shocking truth. Back in a moment, please go to StopTheCrime.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. We have Deborah here. Deborah, what's the solution? Of course, we have pure water system. Even if you have a well, you want to get testing done, and you've done it on your wells. You want to make sure there's no contaminant heavy metals, fluoride, or other toxins. And sometimes the groundwater is contaminated because they're actually pumping dirty water back into the ground there, too, aren't they?
Well, and when you listen to the sewer poop tour, you will find out that the city of Santa Rosa here in Northern California, as in most of your areas where you have water sewer treatment plants, they're here they've bought up about 1,100 acres around the 60 acres of sewer treatment plant where they actually have rainbirds that they spray out the treated sewer water. But I want to read more out of this geothermal document, and then I've got to get into something really important. So listen carefully. You heard me say in the first segment, recycled water reduces the efficiency to remove hydrogen sulfide. And again, I told you that hydrogen sulfide is more toxic than carbon monoxide and almost equivalent in its toxicity to hydrogen cyanide, which is used in criminal executions. And I told you too, in this document, which is what I'm reading from, hydrogen sulfide is taken directly into the lungs during respiration when it enters the bloodstream. The document also tells us that when it's absorbed into the body, the hydrogen sulfide is primarily released through urine. We also talked about the sewage treatment plant in Central California that is dangerous and on the verge of not being able to be used. The city, literally they say there will not be a functional city if the sewage treatment plant goes down. And because of neglect and the fact that they say that hydrogen sulfide eroded the concrete walls down to the rebar. This is just hot off the press, October 20th.
Which sewage treatment plant and where was that located again?
It's the Madera Wastewater Treatment Facility, M-A-D-E-R-A. And you can read this article.
And is it in Northern California? Where is it located?
Yes, it's closer to Sacramento area. And
right, okay.
The title of this article is City Sewage Plant Poses Danger. needs refurbishing. Now, this will be up on stopthecrime.net, but for those of you, you can type it in and find this yourself. But this
Let me throw something else in there that I think you want to respond to. The main clincher, though,
of what I wanted to expose.
Okay, well, let me throw this before you do your clincher, is none of the treatment plants for sewage in any of the Western world have backup power. Please continue.
Okay. Well, that's a problem, and we're going to talk about that after I talk about... Okay, last Friday, on October 19th of 2018, there was a presidential memorandum that was released. I started looking at the discussions that the Associated Press and the Central Valley here in Northern California for the farmers in their press releases were saying about this memorandum. They were saying, finally, we're going to get help and get the much-needed water that we've needed to grow the crops here in the Central Valley. And there were great review. They were celebrating this, absolutely celebrating this. And it felt concerning to me because that's not what I've seen the White House back. The White House is backing sustainability, resilience, and smart cities, which is all about reverting to sewage water for water purposes. Many other things, of course, too. But it is all around using sewer water.
So, under the Trump administration, they're pushing this Resilient Cities United Nations plan, which gives us sewer water or sewer side.
That's right. What you're saying. Exactly. That's exactly what they said. Now, I actually went to the memorandum. I wasn't listening or taking verbatim what they were saying in the various newspaper reportings, and I would like everyone to do this too. I will be blasting this out on stopthecrime.net, but I'm going to break it down for everyone that's listening right now. So very important, you can type in for yourselves a White House memorandum promoting the reliable supply and delivery of water in the West. Now, let's go through this. This is breaking it down. Very, very important to know that what Trump said in Arizona, right after he signed this memorandum, and I quote, "I hope you enjoy the water that you're going to have." Now, let's talk about the water that he has signed us onto. And it's important to understand the disinformation around the title of this memorandum, again, called Promoting the Reliable Supply and Delivery of Water in the West. It's the same line as San Diego saying they're going to serve up pure water. Because what is happening here in this current administration, and it wouldn't matter who it was, we're being poisoned. This is death by water. So let's talk about this. Here are some excerpts of the memorandum and the breakdown from our comments. First, we advise everyone to not be fooled by titles. Promoting reliable water supply and delivery of water in the West, this memorandum is not at all what the title implies. That's why it's so important to read the documents and read the entire document. Don't go by the headlines. So, here's what some of the document says, and this is how we're responding to it, because this is what the document says. We're being told that decades of uncoordinated piecemeal regulatory actions have diminished the ability of our federal infrastructure to deliver water in an efficient and cost-effective way. This is a quote out of that memorandum. Now, here we're breaking it down. Okay, let's break this down. The Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Commerce, are to be provided with proposals reducing and streamlining regulations and procedures that burden the water infrastructure challenges in the Western United States. Burden, they tell us in the memorandum, means to unnecessarily obstruct, delay, curtail, impede, or otherwise impose significant costs on permitting processes. The memorandum creates deadlines for actions, and sub-deadlines are required by January of 2019. So why the deadline rush? While this rush may sound like action is finally being taken, to provide farmers with the water they need, you will learn that the actions are aimed at serving up toxic water to the public, fish, and all else whose survival depends on water, and throwing unimaginable sums of money at these killer water deployments using sewer wastewater treatment and water desalinization. We're all being tricked. We're not reading and understanding what the CEO of USA Inc. is really saying. And I will remind you, he said, quote, "I hope you enjoy the water that you're going to have." Now let's continue.
Those are the words of Trump Pinocchio, right?
Yes,
which
that
is our Pinocchio president.
He is the CEO of USA, and we're going to continue with this on the other side of the break. There's more.
Do you like my new term for him, Trump Pinocchio?
Well, you know, I hardly know what to say. I'm speechless with what...
I'm never short of words. Never. Always a sarcastic and dry word to add to the salt to your documents. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Special on water. Maybe Lucifer is in touch with Donald Trump and they're coming forward. I hope you like your new water. Oh, my
God.
Well,
as we were saying, Trump said, quote, "I hope you enjoy the water that you're going to have." So I want to continue on with this memorandum because it's been broken down incorrectly by the fake media, which, of course, I can agree with some of the assertions of the CEO of USA Inc. about fake media, but there's more fakeness than just the media. So let's continue.
Right.
The memorandum, okay, so we're being tricked by not reading and understanding what the CEO of USA Inc. is really waging and what he's really saying. The chair of the Council on Environmental Quality and the Executive Office of the President shall be given regular updates from the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Commerce on progress of monitoring water supplies and advancing water deliveries regularly. So regular updates on the expeditious deployment of new water services. Okay, so let's continue. The President also wants improved weather. We're talking about weather research and forecasting of water availability. Really? Do you think he does not know about the geoengineering operation, which is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate? Of course he knows. The memorandum requires water experts and resource managers to deliver an action plan related to water availability and water infrastructure projects. No mention of primary water, which is the clean, renewable, God-given water resource. Please watch the YouTube, Primary Water Explained. Please watch that YouTube, Primary Water Explained. Go on. And maybe the President needs to watch it, too. He must know about primary water. After all, USA Inc. and NATO blew up the great man-made river project in Libya, the eighth wonder of the world, which delivers...
The Americans and the British, right?
Which delivers...
The Americans and the British just blew it up. Right?
The U.S. and NATO blew up the great man-made river project, and it threw the Libyan people into a humanitarian crisis, because Muammar Gaddafi had put in this labyrinth of plumbing in the desert using oil revenue and profits for his people, and was delivering quite a bit of the primary water to his people for free. So again, in this memorandum, they want to improve the use of technology to increase water reliability to the maximum extent possible by using reclaimed, recycled sewer water for drinking, along with extensive desalinization projects where the sludge will create hazardous environmental ramifications. Further, investments, many dollars, are to be made to rapidly deliver sewer water and to reduce regulatory burdens to enable broader scales of development of the toxic water to all of us. That's what this memorandum is saying. Investment in water management by using real-time, also, this is what he's saying too, he's going to want metering on everything. So here's what our take is on that.
This is scary metering. Please get into it.
Yeah. In the memorandum, it talks about investments in water management by using real-time, all the time, water monitoring of wildlife and water deliveries where every drop of water extracted will be monitored. This monitoring requirement is the AMI, the Advanced Metering Infrastructure, a.k.a. wireless smart water meters. These wireless water meters will further add another layer of frequencies of death in all of our communities. Also, these meters will track and limit water consumption based upon restrictions imposed in groundwater allotment and usage schemes. And then I want everybody in this memorandum to look at item C of the memorandum for the wildlife quote that I mentioned. A monitoring wildlife, and you may wonder why monitoring wildlife would be included in the memorandum. Well, we're going to leave that up to all of you to consider. I'm not going to break that down. We're not going to break that down. You just imagine why they want to monitor wildlife and the intention of poisoning the water. So as outlined in the memorandum, these new speedy policies to promote reliable water supplies and monitor deliveries to America West is clearly centralized privatization of all water resources and the poisoning of drinking water through technologies that are designed to cause sickness and death. So when you read in the memorandum, quote, this is a quote, work together work together to minimize unnecessary regulatory burdens and foster more efficient decision-making so that water projects are better able to meet the demands of their authorized purposes. Authorized purposes. Think about that. What are their authorized purposes? Reducing the population by improving water technologies that are toxic, costly, and deadly. Remember, the treated sewer wastewater contains contaminants of emerging concern and known pharmaceutical poisons. Conclusion. Now this brings us back to the diabolical memorandum that I hope all of you will read to yourself.
Who read this memorandum now? Who read it?
I read it.
No, who read it on the news? Like, was it a document that you got?
It's been discussed in various newspapers in the Central Valley and given great admiration by the farmers.
But this document came out of the White House or...
It came out of the White House. It's being requested to be turned into an executive order. But it's a memorandum, and again...
You're kidding.
Everyone can find this.
Sounds pretty luciferic to me.
I will read the top of the actual memorandum in a moment, but I just want to conclude my assessment of it by saying, remember, in this diabolical memorandum, we have to go back to Trump's quote, wherein he stated, quote, I hope you enjoy the water that you're going to have, end quote. So we have available to us safe, pure, clean, renewable water called primary water. And I'm asking everyone to go to primarywater.org and, of course, listen to the video Primary Water Explained. And I want to just go over a couple facts. I'm looking at this memorandum as it was signed by Trump. And it says, the White House, Office of the Press secretary for immediate release, October 19th of 2018, a memorandum for the Secretary of the Interior, the Secretary of Commerce, the Secretary of Energy, the Secretary of the Army, the Chair of the Council on Environmental Quality, subject, promoting the reliable supply and delivery of water in the West. So I've broken it down for all of you. Under items A, B, and C, approximately the third or fourth page in, it says what I broke down in my synopsis, but I'll read it to you as it says verbatim in this memorandum. A says, investment in technology and reduction of regulatory burdens to enable broader scale deployment of desalinization technology. Number B, investment in technology and reduction of regulatory burdens to enable broader scale use of recycled water. Number C, investment in programs that promote and encourage innovation, research, and development of technology that improve water management using best available science through real-time monitoring of wildlife and water deliveries. That's water metering. Make no mistake, this is a diabolical plan to implement toxic sewer water and monitor and charge us more. So now let's look at a document that we found about the purpose of metering. And this is out of a document, and then I've got to jump into another hot
topic. Keep that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Deborah, that's what a story today. Amazing. You better be aware of this. And it's under the Trump administration, they're moving forward. Almost 40 visits by the Resilient Cities Project, United Nations, with Barack Obama, and the New World Order, and the toxic sewer side, hydro side is coming.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Memorandum, and it's the same type of rush that he signed with the executive order about deploying broadband throughout the United States to get it to all farms. So he's deploying genocidal schemes. Of course he is. So I need to move on, though, because we don't need to discuss what is going on out of the White House, because many of us, of course, know that the White House doesn't serve us. It's run by the United Nations, the globalists, and the overlords that are taking orders from evil, demonic beings.
I want to insert a little joke here. If you're a shrimp, it doesn't matter if you're flambéed or sautéed, you're for dinner.
Well, you know, that's one way to look at it. So now I want to get into this a bit, and then in the program today with some new news that I think is going to shock everybody as well. I want to let everyone know, please sign up on stopthecrime.net to get our email blasts, and also go to our YouTube channel regularly. We will be posting very soon the tour of the largest geothermal operation in the world. And
really?
to see how diabolical that is. I'm going to do some discussion and insert that in front of the tour itself so that you'll understand the enormity of what geothermal represents. I will tell you this. Geothermal is the plan where they can access geothermal in the Ring of Fire, like they did the Puna in Hawaii, the Puna geothermal location that likely caused the eruption, the volcanic eruption. So I would refer everyone to watch this YouTube. You can find it on stopthecrime.net on our YouTube channel, but I would recommend everyone watch it because you're going to hear more of this from us here in Northern California about the intention.
It can also trigger off major quakes, too, can't it?
Yes, it
can. It went off Tofino, British Columbia, 151 miles, 6.8 quake today in Canada. And people have to understand the Ring of Fire is moving down toward Northern California and putting fracked sewer water into these geysers to precipitate a mega quake, couldn't it?
That's exactly right. And so the YouTube I would like everyone to watch is entitled Evidence Grows That Hawaii Volcanic Eruption Caused by the Puna, P-U-N-A, Geothermal Venture. So I want everybody to watch that because what you're going to hear from us is the same thing with the geyser here in Northern California that is operated by Rothschild also, the same as in the Puna Geothermal Venture in Hawaii. So I want to just quickly go over a few more things about geothermal, and then I want to break another story. Okay, about geothermal, we dug up documents out of El Salvador because there is a geothermal, two of them, two operations there. They actually relocated, or I should say there were 21 families that were homeless. They relocated them within 800 feet of a new borehole that they were drilling to test to see how the hydrogen sulfide would affect these people. And they've been reporting that they haven't been well. They haven't been feeling well. So
we'll
get into more of this when you see the YouTube up of our tour, because what is occurring with this hydrogen sulfide that they are emitting more of in the atmosphere when they drill to utilize the gases from the earth, is unimaginable what is occurring. And they're saying that this is going to become a staple of increasing electricity. But
I'll tell you something else. It'll destroy the ozone layer, too.
I want to
talk about the gases are the most nasty destructor of the ozone layer. Please continue.
Yes, and I want to say this. There's another plan now afoot, well into its making, for additional farming of Mother Nature as we once knew Mother Nature. And I'm going to tell you what this is. They're going to be and want to put wind farms along the California coast. And this is just hot off the press as well. This is, again, October 20th of 2018. The title of this is Wind Farms Might Be Rising Off the California Coast. So California is pursuing an electric grid fully powered by renewable energy sources, and it's heading to, in a new direction offshore. The U.S. Interior, now remember, the U.S. Interior Department is the same department that Trump is going to putting in charge with the water, the poisoning of the water supply. So again, the U.S. Interior Department took the first steps to enable companies to lease waters in Central and Northern California for wind projects. If all goes well, the state's regulators and utilities, which is Rothschild Utilities, they will create floating windmills, which could begin producing power within the next 6 years. They would be much deeper in the water than anything that's ever been built in the world so far, said a member of the California Energy Commission. Several contenders are expected to enter into the bidding. Equipped with technology that has been tested already in Europe. So this is already being done in Europe, these windmills. California's determination to fully rely on carbon-free electricity by 2045 is forcing the state to look beyond solar power and land-based windmills to meet their goal. We're early in the process, they're saying, but offshore wind has the potential to help our renewable energy goals. Just won't believe what they're saying about this. They're saying that there'll surely be many objections against this, environmentalists, etc., but they're going to develop these floating wind turbines, and they've already got one from the University of Maine that the Department of Energy funded over $40 million and designed its own floating wind platform and plans to develop a commercial project to power 8,000 to 14,000 homes by the year 2021. Goes on to say that California's particularly and strategically located with good winds coming off the coast, a lot of coastal property. And they go on to say that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, part of the Interior Department, identified areas for leases already off of Humboldt County. This is in Northern California, and two sites in Morro Bay area on the central coast near the Hearst Castle and the Diablo Canyon nuclear facility, which is they're located as well. They go on to say that it will benefit the existing increase of electricity, that it's expected to be about 15 to 30 miles off the coast, making them less visible from land and less hazard to seals and birds. They say even at that distance, other marine life could be threatened, including seabirds, whales migrating through the channels. In addition to towers, hundreds of feet tall, these towers are going to be as tall as the Golden Gate Bridge, and they're going to have streams of cables connecting the windmills to the electric grid on the shore. And they say that the proposals are expected from the Redwood Coast Energy Authority in Humboldt County, which is seeking developers for 10 to 15 floating wind units that can help it meet carbon-free mandate. Redwood Coast, a government-run utility, again Rothschild, serving 60,000 customers in mostly rural areas, expects to spend up to $500 million for the wind farm. This is in Humboldt County. The level of generation would be a significant chunk of our energy load. Offshore wind is really the big untapped resource. That's not all. We're going to go on and talk about what else, and I think we've got just moments left. So, Dr. Bill, everyone's going to have to listen to what else we're going to talk about on our next Monday show. But I can only tell you.
I'd like to do a simulcast this weekend, perhaps Saturday or Sunday.
Well, we'll look to do that. In the meantime, if everyone could help us get this particular show up and out on YouTube, it would be vital. Show the documents with that you heard me talk about. Everyone, just be aware. You've got to get safe drinking water. You cannot be in an area where you're going to be served up, stored, and tapped municipal water supply areas.
Yeah, I guess the bottom line is don't be a victim of suicide. Even under the Trump administration, the eugenics projects of national toxic, polytoxic hydrocide is proceeding, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we have so much more to talk about. We'll cover that on the next show on Monday, if not before. Thank you, Dr. Bill, so much for having us.
Amazing show. I'm so shocked. I'm shaking inside. I think, oh, my God, it's an OMG moment. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for listening. StopTheCrime.net.
Sign up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.